Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, and I'm an oculoplastic surgeon with a special interest in facial aesthetics and also the founder of MZ Skin. And this is the Guinea Pig Podcast. Why are we called the Guinea Pig?
Because that's what I am. I'm writer and journalist Fiona Goldfarb, and I'm here, ready and willing to try out just about any treatment and tweetment going. We are the breath that you take before trying anything out there. So, if you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then come join us from the clinic every Thursday on the Guinea Pig Podcast. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us, but today we are not in the clinic.
No, it's very exciting. We've branched out and we've come into the West End, and we're at the Lanzerhof Clinic in Mayfair, and we're going to talk to the very overworked Dr. Kuntz, who is here to talk to us about what the Lanzerhof Clinic is about. So it's very nice to be here. It's very nice to see you, Dr. Kuntz.
Hello, welcome, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
I've been to the Lanzerhof because there's nothing I like more than going to being institutionalized in a clinic of some kind or other. And I've come to you, mostly I come to the Lanzerhof because I want to relax, de-stress, and above all, lose weight, which is not probably the ultimate reason for coming to the Lanzerhof, but why don't you tell us what it's really there for?
Yeah, Lanzerhof started 30 years ago in Austria. So the original idea was a fasting process based on an Austrian doctor called FX Meyer. And so you've been to this facility, and then you went on a fasting process, and that's still the original idea. It's still ongoing in the facilities in our resorts. So we have Lanzerhof has resorts in Austria, which is in Lanz, close to Innsbruck, and a resort in Tegernsee, which is close to Munich. And at the same time, there is an outpatient clinic, which is in Hamburg. And both facilities or both ideas or concepts or have different concepts. Resorts have more concept is based on functional medicine, based on naturopathic medicine, based on preventive medicine, anti-aging medicine. And in the outpatient clinic, it's more about orthopedics, sports medicine, and cardiology.
And when these wonderful clinics, all of which I've been to, I have to say, over the years, I've been to the Meyer, I've been to Lanzerhof, and I've been to Tegernsee, one of the big things that I found is that when I've come back to London and my fridge starts speaking to me, like, come in, come in, come in, is all my fridge is ever saying to me, there's no kind of support group for me here. There's no backup. So I come out of this marvelously sort of womb-like protective environment of Lanzerhof, and I come back to the screeching, glaring reality of cheesecake and all the things that are trying to destroy me. And so the exciting news is here you are in London. This is a sort of, this could be a kind of, this could be the answer for me.
Correct. That's why we're here, isn't it? To support you when you come back from our beautiful resort.
The reality of doing what I did at the Meyer and the Lanzerhof is that I did fast, and I went on to a very reduced calorie diet. That's not necessarily something that is conducive to London life and working. So have you tailored it to be a sort of city experience here?
Yes. I mean, here in Lanzerhof at the Ask Club, we integrate both concepts, again, from the resort and outpatient facility in Hamburg. And part of the resort medicine is the fasting process. And we came up with with an idea and a clear approach to also go on a fasting process here in an ambulatory setting, so at home, so you can do it. So we have a tailor-made program for everyone if you're interested in fasting.
So you do that with the restaurant that you have downstairs? You provide that or no?
That would be an oxymoron, wouldn't it? Fasting in a restaurant.
No, meaning like you could have your support because they have that lovely
Yeah, we
little
can
restaurant.
Provide this support, but most of the time our patients want to do it at home in their own kitchen. They want to cook for themselves. Mm-hmm. They want to make their own, have their own experience. But we could potentially could provide the support here, yes.
But you give your patients a guideline of what to make, what to eat, how many hours. Because I know fasting is absolutely what everybody's talking about at the moment. Everybody's doing the 18-hour fast or the 6-hour fast, or in my case, no fast. What's the best fast? I mean, what fasting are you talking about?
So first of all, can I ask why the 2-week fast to begin with, and then what do you recommend afterwards?
I mean, at the end of the day, there are different ways to fast. You're absolutely right. Depends really on what you want to achieve, how long you fast, and what kind of fasting approach you take. So that will be discussed initially with our GPs. We have GPs on site with special interest in naturopathic medicine, functional medicine, and fasting experience and interest. So that can be an initial consultation discussed with the GPs. So what's your goal? Why you want to fast? Is it more because you want to clean your body, if that makes sense? Or if it's more because you want to lose weight, that's a different fasting approach.
So basically, when you come here, do you always see a nutritionist and then start, or is it really tailored depending on what the person comes in for? Or do you have, you know, a general consultation with a GP who then puts you together with whatever program?
So yeah, if it's about fasting, yes, definitely. That's you always see the doctor first in a consultation, and then you really get to know the patient. What is his what does he want to achieve? What is his goal, and so on? And then a tailor-made program will be developed based on that. In general, I can say that Lanzhou Vet the Arts Club is both, so it's a members club and a medical facility. So we are a private members club and a private clinic, and obviously a members club you have to become a member, and the medical facility is open for everyone.
That's really nice to know. So you don't have to be a member to do, for instance, what I did, which is what I'd like to...
No, the medical service is absolutely open for everyone. And we provide a lot of medical services, which are coming from both concepts, from the outpatient clinic and the resorts. So we have GPs on site, mm-hmm. we have cardiologists on site, we have me as a consultant, orthopedic and trauma surgeon on site. Sports medicine is a big topic here in our environment. A dermatologist, we have pain medicine specialist on site. Radiology is a big topic. We have a 3 Tesla MRI scanner on site, so we can.
Could you just say what that is? A three Tesla
MRI.
Yes,
so it's the magnet. It's the strength of the magnet, and usually most of the scanners have a strength of 1.5 Tesla. We have the newer machine and the highest magnet you can have in a clinical setting. It's called 3 Tesla. What does it mean? You can do faster imaging and with a better quality, and that's what we deliver. Also, I mean, in terms of imaging, quality is everything.
So you're state of the art.
Yes.
Well, everything is. I mean, the machinery that I went on was...
Drive it home.
Not quite that kind of Tesla, but yes. But all the equipment here. So I did a bunch of tests about a week ago, or actually just a few days ago. And I found a lot of information about myself. One of the things that I did was mainly for movement and for the body scan. So I imagine most people, if they do a medical program, they would probably do the body scan to see... Where they need to have help and where they don't. Is that mainly what it's used for? What is that test used for?
Yes and no. I mean, the vast majority, they suffer from cardiovascular diseases and diseases on the musculoskeletal system. And when we go the route of the musculoskeletal system, of course, at the beginning, you always need to know what's the diagnosis, what does he really suffer from the patient. Therefore, imaging is number one. So ultrasound scan, so we have ultrasound scans as well here on site. And then MRI is very important to secure the diagnosis. And once this is done, we can provide an individual personalized training plan or therapy plan, which also involves the functional assessment, which you have done. So we not only check the morphology, how we say, or the structure, if what kind of problem is it, for instance, in the knee, is it a cartilage problem, is it ligament problem, meniscus problem? We also check the function of the human body. So we see how someone walks, we see how someone runs, we assess muscle function, which is very important for primary prevention or risk screening, but also for what we call secondary prevention, meaning once you are diagnosed with, for instance, knee osteoarthritis, hey, you don't want to have a knee replacement right away or all this route of injection. So you want to be active in your life and you want to keep your joint as long as possible, and therefore you need to train. How you need to train, we can assess specifically during gait, and that's what we're doing here.
So when I came here, I had a couple of tests done. So I had one where I stood on what looked like a treadmill and with no shoes on, so just bare feet. And that treadmill was able to assess where I had my pressure, so where I carried most of my weight, which interestingly for me, when I was standing, was on the... I forget the terminology.
Balls.
Here. The no, at the end.
The heel.
On the heels. Yeah. Yes, on the heels. And then when I was walking, it was more geared to the front, which I thought was very interesting. And then you combined that. Then I went on a different treadmill, and I had a number of different sensors placed on my body, on my hips, on my knees, on my back, as well as on my shoes, to assess how I walked and where I put pressure. So interestingly, I put more pressure on my right foot, my right leg, more than I do my left. And I could see that they didn't show me at the time, because they say actually you can trick your brain and try to compensate for it. But they showed me afterwards how I was walking and how that affects my posture, for instance. And then therefore, I did not get to the point of getting a exercise routine, so but that's what it would be used for.
Yeah, long term, it would give you an exercise to work. So how was your posture and your gait?
So actually,
I'm not allowed to say that.
No, you can expose all of that. I'm not worried. But
I didn't get onto the front of your feet.
No. Thank you. So I thought it was really interesting, because one of the things that bothers me, given my job, is that I don't have a straight back. You know, that my shoulder. I'm
so
always
you're leaning
cold.
Over bodies.
My shoulders are quite close to my ears, and I'm quite hunched over. And so I know that I hate the fact that I'm like that. And I notice it in every photograph that I'm in. And I would like to do
forward.
That. I do that. I have a propensity to collapse my shoulders forward. And I think that affects obviously everything from my gait to how I sit to having discomfort in my upper back or carrying tension in my shoulders. And then there was this really, I don't even know what the machine is called, but you stand in it and it just measures the curvature. So I think all of that information, gathering that information, meaning one, I'm not crazy. It actually exists. I do have a problem. But then also then figuring out how to make that not become an issue later. I don't want to be the little hunched, you know, older
you
woman as I get older.
I'm very impressed how much information you still remember, because from published papers we
She's
know.
She's a doctor.
We know, yes, I know, but we know that 25% always information are kept or understood. No? So that's,
but I'm so interested in
yes,
this.
Yes, so it's quite impressive. So what you mentioned, for instance, was one of the machines is what we call motion capturing. So that's where you put or you place markers, reflective markers, and anatomical landmarks on your body. And then we see how you move. No? You see how you walk. And then we can determine kinematic data, which we call joint angles. And this system was initially used from the film industry. So Thriller, the video, Michael Jackson Thriller, one of the first videos they used motion capture system with an infrared camera system like we have it now, and that's what they use in research institutes. So that's the gold standard in motion capturing, and usually that's in universities and so on. So we're the first one who have such a system in a clinical environment. No? And of course, obviously, we don't use it in order to have a new choreography in
dance moves.
Exactly. So no, we use it for assessing the way how someone moves, no? and during this movement we see where deficits are. And when we do this, and when we connect it with the kinetic data, with the force data, the force vector, you see it's integrated in the treadmill and on the and also in the floor. We have force plates integrated in the floor. Then we can determine something which we say joint moment, which is a parameter for joint loading. So how much load is on your joint? So if I know this, let's say the knee more on the inside, then I can change loading. And you can always change loading through surgery. You can change it through bracing. But most importantly, you can change it through exercise. But you need to do targeted, specific exercises, which you have now as a prescription, more or less. And the only thing you have to do now is to do it.
To do that.
And luckily, you could do it at Lanzhou at the Arts Club, because we have a whole team here. So we have physiotherapists here, we have osteopath here, chiropractors, rehab instructors, personal trainers, and so on. So we can cover
almost
everything.
So they take
your
results and they design your...
Yes. And then how long do you normally do a regimen like that? So you diagnose that is it forever, or is there a certain time period where you reevaluate and you say, well, looks like you're doing this well, but now we have, you know, let's focus on, or maybe you've corrected this and, you know, how often do you reevaluate it, or is it sort of
ongoing? The concept is always test, manage, retest. So to know if we are on the right track, if we did enough, if it was sufficient, if we do need to do more, and so on. How often depends really on what you as a patient need. So we have patients, they are elite athletes. Okay, they need, it's not enough to assess them once a year. So we need to assess them regularly, sometimes once a week. Mm. Patients in general, it makes sense to assess them in a quarterly or every 6 months or once a year, depending on your needs.
That explains the man downstairs talking about football teams. When I came in, I was waiting, but it does.
Yes.
Because I can see that this would be incredibly useful to footballers. And
And then with the imaging that you do, so what I also thought, I didn't have a MRI because I don't think I have any issues with my joints, but if I wanted to have one, what I thought was interesting, you were showing me some photographs with some dye in the joints, I think it was the knee joint, so that you could see whether or not you have a propensity to develop arthritis in the future and what you can do to not prevent that, but at least what you shouldn't necessarily be doing to accelerate that process.
Yes, I mean, when you have such a machine like the 3 Tesla MRI, which we mentioned before, it's a kind of Ferrari, né? So you can do almost everything with it. And in terms of what you just mentioned, in terms of cartilage imaging, we provide a service which is called cartilage mapping. So that means we can really see deficits in the cartilage even before you see it in a conventional, in a normal MRI. No? Okay. So, and if you connect these data with the mechanical data from the gait assessment, that's a powerful tool in order to slow a progression of the disease. For instance, knee osteoarthritis.
Just talking about osteoarthritis, because it is my favorite subject at the moment, because I have it in my hands. Mm-hmm. So, and I probably have it in my hips. But what I was told when I went and was diagnosed with having all my favorite words they put together, they said it was postmenopausal osteoarthritis. So many words I love altogether. What they said to me is there's basically nothing I can do for that. Are there other things you can do for the joints in the body when it starts? I mean, my hands hurt all the time.
Yes, of course. The initial stadium is always you have to deal with the symptoms. You know? So the patient's not coming normally and say, hey, I would like to see if I have deficits. They come with pain. Mm-hmm. And therefore you diagnose first, find the diagnosis, and then specific therapy plan. And in this case, of course, we have all these kind of injections. So we do ultrasound-guided injections, which is quite effective in terms of reducing pain initially and in a fast track. We also do other guided injections, such as CT guided injections for the spine at the spinal nerves, facet joints. So we provide all the services as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's all done here?
Whatever we can do here in terms of ultrasound-guided injection, yes. We don't have a CT scanner here on site, but we have collaboration with private clinics here around us, so where we can provide the service.
Okay.
The other machine you mentioned was the machine where we can assess core stability.
Yes.
So that's an absolutely unique machine. Usually, it's very difficult to assess core. Everyone talks about the core, and we do Pilates in order to strengthen our core. We do yoga in order to increase our stability in the core. But the question is always where you stand and if it's effective or not. And therefore, you need assessment. And we have a machine where we can really assess the core. And after this assessment, we know exactly if you have a weakness and if so, where you have the weakness. For instance, on the abdominal side or more on the back, a certain muscle, they really deep in the under spine, multifidity muscle or transverse abdominis muscle.
Can I come and
muscle.
Try your core machine? Did you do the anytime. Core machine?
I have to say, I don't know the results of it. I don't know how long it takes, but we should have it soon. But I love the core machine because they also put virtual reality goggles on you, mm-hmm. and you can play a game and you're using your core to actually score points. And I'm a little competitive. I got perfect on 4 of the 5.
Did you?
But it was so fun to be able to do that, and I felt very high tech. Actually, I have to say, you look like you're a flying car or something. It's like the most awkward position. I did put some up on my Instagram, and we'll put some more up on Instagram.
On Instagram.
It was a very fun interactive game, and I find all this stuff fascinating. So having a retest for me would be sort of a joy because you could see your progression. Mm. I think that's one of the nice things about having a facility like this is you don't get disheartened. So if you're exercising and you can't really see the result because it may not be just a physical thing that you see, but you see a change in the way that your walk is or your gait or your posture, you wouldn't be able to see that unless you compare what you were before to what you are now at that point. And I think it's really nice to be able to have that ability to go back and forth because that makes you more motivated than to do more. Especially if you're a competitive person.
this is the machine. I mean, the one machine is for assessment, né? and evaluation of the core, and the machine you just mentioned is for training purposes. Mm. And many times you make the experience that you tell a patient, hey, you need to exercise and so on, but they don't do it because maybe, let's face it, some of them are lazy or not interested and so on. But how can you motivate someone? And then virtual reality is the new thing. And this machine, it's not actually a really awkward position. It might be awkward, but it's actually a plank position.
Yeah.
So what you're doing in yoga, a plank position, and you're in a plank position. And while you're in the plank position, you see yourself while wearing the goggles, flying through mountains, diving into water.
Yeah, it's very cool. It was very fun. And you have to balance yourself with your core. So your hands and your feet are in a specific position that can't really help you.
The flight.
So everything is controlled with your abdomen, with your core muscles, basically.
How long are you in the machine?
I did it a couple of times because I wanted to do better at my virtual reality game.
You
it was really
me.
Fun. I would have stayed in there all day. Someone knocked on the door. I think my time was up.
But how long on average do you stay in that machine to test your core?
To be honest, it really depends on the initial condition. So if you do it a minute when you're not trained, that's already a lot. So, but of course, if you're trained and if you're competitive, then you can easily 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes.
But
then it becomes difficult.
I wish.
But these 3 or 4 minutes can be very, very effective, sometimes even more effective than spending 1 hour in the gym.
It's very targeted.
I'm sure.
I did that after I had to stand on a specific machine. Was that an ultrasound that took my body fat, my visceral fat?
That's a 3D scanner. It's a scanner. We scan the surface within 30 seconds, and then we know your body composition, which we also can collect with MRI. And if we connect this data, MRI is the most accurate method in terms of body composition analysis. And this machine is a 3D scanner, and it allows us also to print a 3D mini-me of yourself. So what we do is we have an initial assessment, and then we can potentially print yourself in a mini me as a 3D a figure.
I want a little cutout.
You want a mini fee?
I have done the 3D.
And then we can do it. We can do it 1 year later, and we see the progress.
That's pretty amazing. And then it also tells you, especially if you want to change in circumference or width. So it tells you your arm right side versus your left side, how much visceral fat you have. This should have been me in another life. I mean, I find this stuff fascinating.
It's your happy place, isn't it?
And you know what?
It's my happy place. Happy. I'm smiling. I like it when I go to the, because I like it when I go on that 3D, because I have such low fat person self esteem, and I always get on that thing, and they always say, "Oh, you have more muscle than we thought." So I don't have as much. I imagine I have a lot more fat on my body than I do, but I'm actually quite muscular.
That's very good.
And they're very good, those things. And also because it used to be that sort of, I suppose, integrated medicine, as we call it, or kind of complementary medicine, meant east-west. But actually now I think it means science and the other two. I think that the introduction of science into our exercise regime, our diet, everything, that you can use your computer to, or you can use a, you can be monitored in every single sense. I think there's something very comforting about the science of it.
Well, it kind of makes it feel that you're doing something that's quantitative. And so, like I said, it gives you motivation to want to be able to do that. So my husband just came back from Lanzerhof, and he doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's okay to say whatever I want. But so he never exercises. It's been a very long time since he's exercised. And he came back with a video, you know, diary of what to do for his posture, and his core, for instance, is very weak. And yesterday I saw him do it. I said, "Oh my God, what are you doing?"
That's
and he
good.
Said, "They told me this is what I need to do." And I said, "I've been telling you that, you know, the last 20 years."
It's like, we never listen to our wives.
He needs to come here. I mean, what's great about this place is that it's in the heart of the West End.
Yes.
You can drop in for all of these tests and things. You can't drop in for the gym. I think you have to be a member, right?
Yes, correct.
So once you've realized all these things you have to do, you need to join so that you can use the machines in the gym. But it's a really good guide, I think.
It's also a very zen place. You know, you walk in, you don't feel like you're in the madness of London. I also did a cryotherapy here, which I thought was really interesting, because there are a lot of cryo places in London, and this is only one of 2 dual chambered cryo facilities. So you go in, I mean, it's freezing cold at either one of them, but it's minus 70, the first chamber?
The first chamber is minus 60, and the second one is minus 110. Yes.
So minus 60 for 30 seconds to acclimate your body to the freezing. And then you go for another 2.5 minutes into the minus 110. I have to say that it went by very quickly. I managed to do it.
I did it at Lanzerhof, and I absolutely love the cryo. I mean, I'm not sure absolutely what it does long term for you, but it certainly feels nice.
It's quite popular here in our environment. No, people love it, because I mean, you put your body under a cold shock. You put the body under a shock, and then afterwards, of course, you feel how blood flow comes back and so on, and you feel relaxed, energized, and I mean, everyone tells you that that they slept like babies after the first cryo session. What it does is it decreases the level of inflammatory cytokines, meaning when we are under stress, we always under chronic inflammation, and it reduces this inflammation level. So it protects cells at the end of the day. So mm-hmm. if you use it regularly, you have a fantastic benefit in terms of pain management, in terms of reducing chronic inflammation, such as in diseases osteoarthritis.
How often would you recommend somebody come in and use a cryo chamber? Once a week or three times a week, like
it depends. It really depends on the disease. It depends what you want to achieve. So you can use it once if you want to use it for recovery purposes after intensive training, for instance, with our PTs, personal trainers. But if you want to have it, let's say, in terms of treating a disease, reducing inflammation, it makes sense to use it more regularly. So it could be once a week or twice a week.
Okay.
So are there any contraindications to using the machine, like heart conditions? What are the things you can't
Everything you're doing in medicine has contraindications. So pregnancy is a contraindication. Untreated hypertension is a contraindication. Some severe cardiovascular diseases are a contraindication. Raynaud syndrome, for instance, is a relatively contraindication. So what we're doing is we have an initial assessment before. It's with our qualified nurses, and then they go with you through a detailed questionnaire. If anything flags up, we involve us doctors, or we doctors get involved. And so safety is number one in our environment.
So how can other places do this? Because most of these other places don't actually have a doctor on site. So, and they don't usually go to 110 either. So I think they're more at like a 90, minus 90 mark. But do you still get benefits at a colder temperature?
Yeah, you get, but the colder it is, the more effective it is.
The more effective it
is. Yes.
And is it true that it decreases your brown fat?
There's.
Fiona's shaking her head.
I think only Marianne would ask that question.
No, I'm not very
curious about brown fat. Go on.
No, it's more the fat you don't want, more or less. No? But there are some papers recently published which are related to weight loss and losing fat tissue. However, the science is weak at the moment. But given the fact that we're using it in lungs since many years, we have many patients report that it has an effect on their body weight. No? Mm.
Interesting. I could stay here forever. I could actually move into the Lancer.
I'm just still on brown fat, actually. I'm thinking, what other colors have you got? Brown, white, green. I'll get rid of it all. Have it. Take it now. Bottle it. Sell it. Do whatever you want with it.
In terms of one-stop shop, what you also mentioned, I mean, we have spoken a lot about the musculoskeletal system and assessing the musculoskeletal system. Yes, that's my passion as an orthopedic doctor, but we also do a lot of assessments which are related to functional medicine. So we do every blood assessment you can do. We do genetic testing also in order to see where are your, what can you metabolize and what not, and that leads to a individual supplementation recommendation.
DNA testing.
Yes, DNA testing, correct. We do also work a lot of with infusion therapy based on blood tests. So if we see there are deficits in your body, minerals, vitamins, and so on, we can target it specifically through infusions initially. The advantage of an infusion is it doesn't go through the intestinal system, so it's a different absorption rate. So that's quite effective. Yeah, and that's also very popular here. We have many patients and members. They love the infusions. No, they love it. They love it. They want to have infusion before the weekend to feel better, and after the excessive partying on the weekend, they want to feel better again. So they come on Monday. So that's also a very,
it's like
very
a get out of jail in infusion, isn't it? Party hard all weekend. Monday morning, you're sorted because you've had your infusion.
Yes,
it's a good one.
And a lot of gut health is also, that's typical Lanzerhof treatment, so microbiome analysis, so we do all that, and then we provide you with your individual and personalized pre and probiotics. So it's like really a one-stop shop. And when you mentioned the terms of what's the future and monitoring patients, yeah, we also integrate a couple of wearables, gadget, in order to do that with patients, because we see the patient once here in the facility, but what are they going to do when they leave
the
facility?
A bit like the ring you're wearing.
Yes, the for instance, this is the ring to monitor sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep data.
You've got one of these rings. I do. I'm not wearing it. It's charging. It's been charging for 2 weeks.
It's not super accurate when you measure it, when you use it for one-time measurement, but it's very, very powerful too when you see the trends. And then it leads to a change in behavior. And that's what we want to achieve. No, we want to achieve that a patient sleeps longer, eats healthier, and lives a better life.
So in theory, one could have, I remember there was a doctor I interviewed at Imperial College who had come up with a sort of, you do a DNA test so that they could design a skin cream for you using the skin genomes. But he also had invented implants which for people with heart conditions, so you can monitor the heart from the hospital, you can monitor the I'm trying to think what the other thing was, but my brain's too fuzzy today. But in theory, one could almost have a sort of
chip
yes, but I mean it all. A chip, a kind of overall health chip.
Yeah, we're not there yet 100% to have one chip for everything.
Yeah.
So that's why we're using different kind of gadget. But it's only a matter of time. No?
Isn't it?
So interesting. Well, I'm going to Lanzerhof in a couple of weeks. So I actually can't wait. I love it. I'm not too excited about the food detox, but I should be, because
maybe
you
I'll
get rid
save
some
up.
Of my
I mean,
brown
just for
fat.
Everybody listening as well, if you're in London and you want to come here, think about your carbon footprint. I'm not bringing it up to Marianne, but I'm going to come and do the London.
You're trying to make me feel bad for once,
if I can. But I do think, you know, it's great. You don't have to get on a plane. You can do it in town if you want to. And I think that makes, psychologically, actually, I think it's great to go.
It's very hard to do. I've been wanting to do this for a couple of years and I just don't have the time.
If you do work in London or you're, you know, to take time out is a great luxury. But to be able to do it here in town, I think is brilliant, because definitely I, for one, you know, I'm out of the Vogue bubble, so I'm not going off to review clinics all the time, so I can't really do that anymore. So knowing there's somewhere I can do that here, it's really reassuring and it's really exciting. So it's been great. You go and lie down at the Lanzerhof and I'll get on the tube and come in
from
here. Shepherd's
but Bush. You know, but then I come back and then I can and then I can I,
yeah,
I can
take care of you.
I can
have the
I can
aftercare,
recontinue.
That's what's so great.
Well, I think that's the most important bit, because I think a lot of people, when they go to these they go off to have a treatment done or a detox, they're very good while they're there, then they come back and they can hold on to it for a little while, and then life gets busy again and you forget and there's nowhere to easily go and reincorporate it. So it's really nice. I mean, for us, it's really around, it's on my doorstep. So
that's exactly why aftercare is so important.
It is.
And now
it's so
we're
great
here in London, so
yeah,
we can take care of you.
Thank
you. Well, congratulations.
You.
Welcome to London.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay and have a few.
I know this is quite nice. You can see there's a bed right here.
But thank you, Dr. Kunz, for taking the time and talking to us.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Guinea Pig Podcast and see you next week.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.